Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School District officials discuss legislative impacts. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. At a recent dinner meeting, Campbell County School District trustees and administrators discussed the allocation of state funds for local projects and the potential impacts of recently passed legislation from the Wyoming Legislature. According to the Gillette News Record, they noted the successful inclusion of funds for school projects in the budget, including updates for Campbell County High School and Conestoga Elementary School. The district anticipates completing a renovation plan for Conestoga and designing plans for CCHS with the allocated funds. Additionally, they highlighted the need to update policies in response to new legislation, such as a bill repealing gun-free zones and another requiring schools to notify parents about changes in their child's well-being. Trustees could either adopt the state board's format or create their own through the district's policy committee. Trustee Joseph Lawrence said of the parental rights law, "That'll be tough on teachers and nurses." School board chair Ann Ox added, "And counselors, it's just kind of vague." The Wyoming School Board Association is assisting in developing guidelines for these policies. Governor Mark Gordon allowed one bill related to parental rights to become law without his signature, while the decision on the bill regarding gun-free zones is pending. The Wyoming legislature attempted to override Governor Mark Gordon's veto of Senate File 61, a bill allowing charter schools to access federal and state grants. Sponsored by Senator Ogden Driscoll, the bill would have enabled charter schools to act as local education agencies and receive grants. According to the Casper Star Tribune, although the Senate successfully overturned the veto, the House narrowly failed to do so by one vote. Charter schools, which receive government funding but operate independently, have been increasingly supported in Wyoming. Governor Gordon expressed concerns about the bill's potential impacts, citing the need for a comprehensive examination of its consequences. Last year, the creation of an 8-member Wyoming Charter School Authorizing Board shifted the authority to authorize charter schools from districts to the state. Gordon emphasized the board's need for time and resources to fulfill its legislative duties. Currently, 3 charter schools have been authorized in Wyoming, with one set to open in the fall. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.